This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to the evening edition. Uma and Ezra here, and we're taking a look at more news stories. This one with regards to civil servants, and essentially asking the question of the loyalty of numerous civil servants who were openly supportive of the defeated Barisan Nasional, and of course their role in the current government of the day, Pakatan Harapan. And Prime Minister Tun Dr. Mahathir Mohamad has expressed his concerns about this at a press conference today.
That's right. He was saying that, you know, there were videos of civil servants doing the rounds. You know, they were wearing the Barisan Nasional uniform. Mm. They were actively campaigning for the coalition ahead of the 14th general election. And he said that he wasn't sure whether they were forced to do it or whether they did it voluntarily. But he is skeptical of their loyalty, right? I mean, he added that he wasn't, you know, going to go on this purge.
Right.
It's not a witch hunt. No, it's not a witch hunt. But at the same time, it's quite an interesting situation, because we've heard the stories of people working in the civil service being forced to, say, wear the uniform and fill up the seats wherever the prime minister or deputy prime minister go, because, right, you know, it looks embarrassing if the prime minister shows up for a chirama and there's nobody there, or an event, right? I mean, this has been something that's been going on for such a long time.
Yeah.
But the question is, it's always been kind of, I've always felt that it's been driven by fear, in the sense that the civil servant is answerable to these authorities, and
right,
you do what you're told.
And some of those authorities might be a little Napoleons.
Of course.
You know, occupying these positions.
And you've been indoctrinated to just go, hey, you just do what you're told. Lah.
Absolutely. And the indoctrination is not something that sort of happens when you enter into the civil service. It's something that has taken place, you know, in high school.
Correct.
Going into sort of different tertiary institutions. It's drummed into you up to the point where it almost becomes out of habit.
So I think there has been a shift with regards to civil servant loyalties. And one of the indications of that is maybe the way the vote played out in Putrajaya, right?
Yeah.
Tunku Adnan won Putrajaya with less than 50% of the vote. Mm. That's an interesting statistic, because
yeah,
it's almost a given. You think Putrajaya, it's a weird little constituency with like 10,000 voters or something,
yeah,
like that. And you assume everything is going to go for BN, right? For sure. But it didn't.
And of course, when you think about civil servants, this includes members of the Royal Police Force.
Yes.
This includes
teachers.
Yeah. And even in particular constituencies where there were high numbers of these civil servants, where traditionally you would have thought that the constituency might have gone towards a Barisan Nasional candidate, it in fact went the other way. So there is a shift happening. How much, we can't tell yet, obviously, until we get more data on some of the election results. But this is a fascinating thing, because I think hopefully I would like the civil servants to be given the independence,
yes,
to do what they want to do and to serve the government of the day, because there are many professionals there.
That's where their loyalty should lie, right? Their loyalty should be with the government of the day. It doesn't matter which party is,
yeah,
in power.
Absolutely. Well, we have on the line Tan Sri Dr. Raman Navaratnam. He's the director of ASLI, the Asian Strategy and Leadership Institute. Raman, thank you very much for joining us on the program. Now, tell us, do you think it's fair that the Prime Minister has sort of openly questioned the loyalty of some civil servants?
That's a very important question. And I think as a prime minister, he has every right to ensure that he gets the best service from the best officers in the country. And so I myself, as a former senior civil servant, even now recall that there used to be some elements that were partisan politically. We were told we could be members of political parties and not to be active. But I think many of us are aware that there were some who were active and who gained favor as a result. But in many ways, they could not thrive and get promoted unless they had some inspiration from some of the top ministers. So the Prime Minister is right. It has been happening way in the past. I think even from Tun Razak's time, with the ICU Implementation Coordination Unit, particular people were chosen because of their political affiliations. That is why the civil service, especially at the senior levels, should be multiracial. Then you don't have his bias towards any race, religion, or political party. So it's good that the Prime Minister has come out openly about this. I'm sure he was aware of it, but did not perhaps take enough action early on. But it's better late than never. And so I hope from now on, there will be a more professional civil service. It used to be to a large extent in my time, but that is about 30 years ago. Today, I understand from my colleagues that it can be very politicized and party-orientated rather than public service or government-oriented.
And what sort of action would this warrant?
Actually, to be fair to the civil service, it's a small minority. Like in society, you have a small minority of extremists. So similarly, in the civil service, we got a small minority that indulges in party politics. But the onus is on leadership, the political masters, not to encourage it, but to discourage it. That's why the BTN, I hope it is scrapped. That was a cradle of political aspirants within the civil service, who also identified, recognized, and promoted. And so they felt rewarded. And so the incentive often was for some who were not so professional to become political and politicized. So action has to be taken, like scrapping the BTN, showing non-tolerance for party politics, show non-tolerance for religious bigotry and racialism. And those were the rising features of the public service, especially at the most senior level.
Tan Sri, is this the right time to address loyalties in the civil service, given it's the early days for the new government? And how can we be careful to set the right tone?
I think this is the right time. The sooner, the better. If you wait, it becomes more difficult. People get entrenched and thinking gets permanent. So this is a time, for the first time in our history, we've got a two-party system, and there's no better time but to move now and move strongly, but do it with care and gentility. In other words, don't go on a mass operation. It's a minority. Pick them one by one, but within a short period, so that the surgery is neat and clean and not messy. But you need to have a good, permanent civil service full of integrity and transparency, like I think we used to have in the past. And it's the collapse of this kind of integrity that caused major politicians and leaders to go corrupt and caused others to follow. And so the corruption seeps down the system. Corruption not only in terms of money, but in terms of the execution of policies. Instead of being professional, you become partisan. And that's corruption of a kind.
Well, Raman, thank you very much for joining us on the program. That was Tan Sri Dr. Raman Navaratnam, the director of ASLI, the Asian Strategy and Leadership Institute, giving his thoughts on the civil service. Stay tuned to the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.